You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Listen up, everybody, as you tune to this podcast. Sleep Time's Over, come closer to get the raw facts. Zach Moore's hosting on the show, for sure. Recording live from Jawai, that's the dope, you know. Talking reminiscing about the good old days in the now. Sipping on that old fashioned at the room at Eyebrow. That's your right. Location worldwide on your stereo deck. On your phone, on the pad, but guaranteed all fresh. Reviewing music and the nuisance that the media miss. Forgot the blueprint with the newness that the people will take. But old America ain't ready for the island of slang. Sleep Time is over, give a toast up to the rest of the gang. To your tribe or the vibe or the click on the mission. Suggest you die cause we live on this mission. Listen, listen, he got the voice that got the locals on vote. Tax more from air, but for now, lock it in for the show.
Sleep Time's Over. Somebody lock the doors, cause we got ourselves a chicken fight. Court's in session, I got a smith, a king, a earl, and a square. All showing down with their chicken, some meat between the buns. Also live performance from one of my favorites, the Carmina Classic. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got the sommelier to the stars, Mr. Sky Cameron. I'm the ones and twos, the threes and fours, and everything in between. DJ Freeze, your host tonight. DJ Zach Moore.
Just a reminder, besides the Christmas festivities going on, we have the chicken. We have to address, first of all, the Lord Flores, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, yes. But it is the Christmas episode. We got to make do of this. You know, all this chicken battling, all these people talking shit. You know, you got these tall howlies yelling. One lady that I don't know if she's going to make it. I hope she's going to make it. Smith & King's Samantha Moore will possibly be here as well. I got this jacket. I just realized I didn't take the tag off. The jacket, which is a street thing that we do. We keep it on so you can return it. Gosh, when did I get this thing? This is $59.99.
Holy
on clearance,
shit.
On clearance for $23.
Hey.
So, see, I remember when I got this thing. Sky, you into the Christmas attire here?
Eh.
I'm going to sweat. Yeah, exactly. I'm sweating profusely before I put this on, and this is already a problem. All right, so once again, last show of the year.
That's right.
147 is the episode of this one, the program that we do Sleep Time's Over. Shout out to everybody on the Spotify, iTunes, watching us in the 4K on the YouTube, and all that good stuff. And got back from, we took a week break last week, because I went on what the old people call a trip. I went on a plane ride. First time in 4 years, this guy.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, last year I went to Dallas for a Titans game, but that was like a weekend. That doesn't really count. But like, you know, this was like over 10 days.
This was a real vacation.
Vacation.
Like a week and a half? What was it, 10 days?
This was about 10 days. This was 10 days. Went to New York, went to Nashville, went to Houston, just got back from Houston last night. So.
Looked like an epic trip, man. Saw the clips on IG.
So just, you know, New York, you just go there, you eat, drink. And then with this here, if you guys can see, smoke. It was going to happen, right? We're going to talk with smoke. We got the dark beta thing. So that's what you're doing in New York. You go out every night. You're drinking, eating. That's all you're doing. Your IG story, everything, right? And then went to Nashville. Went to see a Titans game. Went to visit friends out in New York. Went to visit friends out in Nashville. Then went out to Houston. Went out to Houston for a day. And then watched the Rockets. And some observations for being a person that doesn't travel often.
Okay.
I just want to throw that out there. Everybody's really nice. New York, I tell you what. I mean, it was a small little example to give you all for 10 days. Or it was a week in New York. But everybody's friendly. Everybody's respectful. Everybody's saying thank you. Everybody's saying excuse me. Everybody's saying pardon me. I don't know if I get that here. You know. And then you have the conforming New York fast lifestyle where everybody's moving, right? Everybody's got to go.
Right.
Everybody's going on a subway. Everybody's walking fast. If you fall down, they'll pick you up, but then you got to go, right?
It's not like over here. Everyone's walking around slow, looking up.
Slow, looking confused. Around. Right. Exactly. So it's kind of the machine of New York that it kind of conforms you whether or not. So it's interesting how everybody moves the same way. The cars are hectic. Everybody's hectic, but nobody falls down. There's no car accidents.
There's a rhythm to the city.
There's a rhythm to the city. That's got to be a song, right?
Hey.
So then that's the thing that I noticed with New York, Nashville. Everybody says hi to you. Everybody's saying howdy. Everybody's saying what's up to you. Houston the same way. So it's just interesting that we're dealing with friendly people as everybody's getting like killed in Hawaii. What's going on over here, man? Everybody dying. Over here. I don't understand what's going on. People getting stabbed, shot, killed, or hurt. Hey, you. It's Arrested Development. Sorry. It was a song from
ongoing.
Jimmy Taco knows that song.
Show.
Shout out Jimmy Taco. Yeah, I got it. Yes, but just was wondering. You know, it was a big contrast of what's been going on as far as you know the trip goes. And another thing that I have to shout out is shout out to all the women that are fans of the channel that they all know and love in this holiday season, the Hallmark Channel.
What is that?
Any fans of the Hallmark Channel?
You know, I didn't even know what that was until I met you and your wife.
You know,
I didn't know that was even a thing.
Let me tell you this, all right? As you, I remember you saying that, or you thought there was like a channel of like talking about greeting cards or something, which I might watch that one, but it's not. It's great Christmas movies, 24 hours a day, starring the likes of the irrepressible Candace Cameron Bure, formerly of Full House. She is the top grossing actress on this channel.
What do you mean grossing? Like advertising?
She's making cash. She's making
like
money.
Like Tide is spending the most money.
She sold
on
the rights. I looked this up. Like, she sold the rights.
I don't
get
it.
Full House. She's got the money to Full House. She's got the Netflix deal. She's all making the money.
All right.
Shout out Candace Cameron Bure and shout out Lacey Chabert.
Right.
Party of Five. Lacey Chabert still working. So I wanted
to
look.
We're really skimming the D list here, right?
Well, speaking of D's. We got Dean Cain on there.
good
tie in there, Sky. And we got him on there. We have, what was that guy? Somebody from the Baywatch. One of those guys from Baywatch.
Yeah.
David Charvet is probably on there. One of those guys. Some of Charvet, Lacey Chabert. Lacey Chabert making I looked this up. She makes $1.5 million a year.
Doing Hallmark movies.
Doing the Hallmark Channel. Yes.
Yeah, it looks like.
Candace Cameron Bure making $5 million a year.
Wow.
She is the top grosser.
What was the last movie you can remember with on the Hallmark Channel that you watch?
Like the Christmas Plumber or like the Christmas,
the Christmas
Mechanic.
Christmas Plumber?
Or like the Christmas Wish. It's the same plot. She's a gal on the go. She's a businesswoman, but she's stressed. And it just happens to be holiday time. So she needs to have a break. So one of her BFFs decides, hey, why don't you come meet to the town? And we go hang out, and we'll hang out in the town. And then we'll just unwind. So then they unwind. They go to this magical town.
Okay.
And then she meets, of course, a magical guy who's like a plumber, who's like a mechanic, or a stockbroker usually. It's like some clean-cut alley guy. And it's like this, he's probably a stockbroker. And then they talk to each other. But then the BFF has a brother, and then the brother is trying to get with her. So she must decide which Christmas love to have.
Wow.
That's
so
the plot
like
for every
a
single
dream.
Movie.
Not only is she has two men fighting over her, two got men a man that can fix shit.
Right. There's one that can fix, and then there's one that's like private school, public school battle. And then they're trying to see who's going to take take her love. But they fight like nicely. There's no violence in the Hallmark Channel, but they'll say stuff like passive aggressively. They'll be like, okay, yeah, and then they'll smile.
Unlike the Lifetime channel, which is
Lifetime, that leads to domestic violence.
And
yes,
that leads to assault.
Very strange, very awkward situation. You know, there's some slaps going on in there. But yes, not on the Hallmark Channel. Everybody's happy. Everybody's a freeze. You watch the Hallmark Channel?
Hell no, bro. Like, I'm not going to trust any of your reviews ever again.
Well.
Right, it's the Christmas Plumber.
Oh my God.
Stay tuned for the Christmas special. Freeze and I are going to watch Hallmark Channel. We're going to just watch it.
Hell no.
And then we'll just critique it. It's a thing, man.
Christmas Plumber, my ass.
I tell you what, check it out. You got the Christmas Banker, you got the Christmas Stockbroker, you got it all. It's a month to month, every month. Christmas in July, of course, all the gals, they love the Christmas in July. And it's Hallmark
Channel. So, how many of these are you actually sitting through and watching the entire thing?
Well, you see, when you're traveling, right, you're traveling in these Airbnbs, as they call it, and you don't really know what kind of cable or television they have. So this one Airbnb had like four channels, and strangely, it did not have Hallmark Channel, but it had Criminal Minds, which is another one. The women love Criminal Minds, and they just love it. And there's that one guy that used to be funny, but he's on there, and he's like really serious now. Who's the guy on Criminal Minds? Name the actors of Criminal Minds.
I don't know them. One guy on Criminal
Shamar
Minds.
Shamar Moore. Is he on that show? Oh. I don't know. Hey, all right.
Oh, hey, there you go.
He's not the funny one. But then we had that. And then the next trip over, then that's when the Hallmark Channel movies started pumping in. And Lifetime were pumping in the Christmas movies. And it's all the same plot.
Right.
So, FYI, for the people that don't know of the Hallmark Channel, you do now. And don't forget to tune in. Because it's all
Yeah, they need
day
that
long.
Plug.
Yes, great.
Let's buy Candace Cameron a new car, another car.
Get ready to see Dean Cain and Lacey Chabert. Lacey Chabert's still looking good, though. She's still looking good. I don't know how she's like 30. And the Cameron's Cameron Bray, she's like religious, so like, you know, who knows what kind of, you know, surgery she does, but, you know, related to Kirk Cameron.
Wow.
They're heavily religious. I'm
well,
just saying.
I think Kirk Cameron's out of his mind. I don't know if Candace is as fanatical.
I think she's not as crazy as Kirk Cameron, yeah. But she's there. She's the moneymaker, obviously. So that was to sum up my trip, the Hallmark Channel.
Wow.
So, yeah. And on top of that, we got we gotta talk about this chicken sandwich thing now. Like yeah. It's all coming to an end. You know, we have months and months people talking shit. They're saying things on the IG, you know, calling people out. They're adding people, you know. And at the same time, we have something else coming to an end. Is this franchise over here? We got the Star Wars people. All the Star Wars people, they're all pissed off. All the nerds, virgins coming out of the woodwork, coming out of the parents' basement. They've stopped. There's another recurring thing that goes on. Freeze is the masturbation. They don't masturbate. They're gonna go watch Star Wars: Rise of Skywalker. This and what do you think, Sky? All the critics are coming out and they're all pissed off. And what's going to happen? The movie comes out Thursday as we record Wednesday.
Well, there's the screenings tonight that are all sold out, right? You're going to watch it
just
on
tonight,
Saturday.
Right.
I'm watching it on Saturday.
Right.
It's the worst reviewed movie right now as far as the reviews are coming out. It's the worst reviewed Star Wars movie since Phantom Menace. I don't know. They're crapping on it. I mean,
well, it's the most polarizing fan base, as we've talked about before,
exactly.
Of all time. You cannot satisfy this group of people.
Right.
It's 40 years.
Right.
So you have people our age, you have people younger, you have people even older than us, and they just can't be satisfied regardless. And I don't know what's going to happen. Freeze, are you a Star Wars fan?
Bro, I don't know why you even referenced me about masturbation in Star Wars.
Good segue.
Wait a minute. I'm going to say this. I'm going to clear this up right now.
No, that's been on my mind. I heard your question, but bro, what the hell? Why was I referenced for
okay,
that part?
That's honest of you, all right? Because every time I say the word masturbation on the show, I know what you're doing behind me, all right? You put your hands up like this, okay? I'm not calling you out, okay?
That's true.
I'm not,
that's true. I just did it again.
You do. I watch this thing. So I'm just saying, in a reference to you, Freeze, I'm saying the word again. So if you're going to do this, you can do it.
I know. I just don't beat off
the
Star
Wars. This has nothing
to
do with you, okay?
I beat off the other shit, not Star
Let me
Wars.
Tell you something. The people, you're fine, yes. Okay? You're fine. You're good.
But I watch Star Wars, but I am not a mega fan.
There all right, that's fair enough.
That was the answer, sorry.
Okay, that's good. Well, a lot of people are, and they're going to go tonight.
Yep.
It starts tonight?
Starts tonight.
Tonight's Wednesday, right?
Tomorrow, excuse me. Thursday.
Tomorrow?
Thursday night shows.
Okay.
Thursday night shows,
right.
7 o'clock.
So then that shout out to our special Star Wars, speaking of nerds, we're going to be doing the Star Wars special this Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What are we going to do?
God. So
drinking Power, eating Hot Pockets. And
a lot of Hot Pockets. Totinos. Yeah, we'll get all that stuff ready.
Twitch,
yeah. A lot of people on Twitch are going to be watching that one.
Well,
so there's that going on. Sky, what about you're the movie guy. So for the people
speaking of sequels that sucked, I saw the new Jumanji movie.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
That one sucked. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, The Rock.
No, Dwayne, you got to cut it out. How many...
Jumanji the Next Level, right? It was the sequel to that, the last one they did, right? Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle.
Got it.
I thought that first one was not bad. I actually kind of enjoyed it, that, right?
I've never seen it. I didn't see the Robin Williams one. I didn't see any of
these. Oh, so the Robin Williams was.
Is Robin Williams all right?
It's okay, I guess. I like this one, actually. It revamped the series. I thought it actually was better than that original.
Oh, really?
Right. But then this new one feels forced. It just lacks the humor. Just doesn't have the cleverness of the last one. It's
how long
feels
is the
flat.
Movie?
We saw it 2 hour, two and a half hour.
That's too long of a movie.
It's like 2 hours, 10 minutes.
No, forget it. Can't do it.
And then they immediately set up for another sequel right at the end. No spoilers or anything, but
yeah,
but you know that's what they're trying
to do
with these, right?
All right.
How long is The Rock gonna stay at the top of the box office?
He's making all the money.
Are anybody
man?
In the audience getting tired of The Rock?
People fans of Dwayne
Johnson. Everyone just loves The Rock. They can watch it.
He went
to
Washington Intermediate. All right. Then to McKinley, okay.
Lacking a little range, I feel, you know.
He should run for president, huh?
I think so.
Why not? We'll talk to Ashley Nagoka about
but, yeah, two chances. Two mics on that one for me, man.
All right.
But,
what else
I watched Watchmen on HBO.
Okay, so how's that one?
I think it's one of the best shows of the year.
That got a lot of good reviews,
and
right?
It's the weirdest show of the year. I can't believe that made it on HBO because it's so strange and so bizarre.
Right.
And so original that I'm kind of blown away that they got away with it.
The movie was pretty hit or miss for a lot of people, right?
Yeah, but this has no connection to the movie. It's more of a direct sequel to the graphic novel. But if you're really into something bold and different, I highly recommend it. It's awesome. It'll make probably my top five TV series of the year.
How many episodes are we looking
for
this?
Nine episodes. All right, nine 1-hour episodes.
That's doable. How long an episode?
1-hour episodes.
That's pushing it. Okay. All right, what else you watch?
And then that's it for watching. Oh, I went and saw Jack White and the Raconteurs, and I'm not a big, like...
The who?
Jack White. You know Jack White of the White Stripes?
Jack White is a snowboarder? Oh, no.
Yes.
Sorry.
Sean White. Right. Different guy. But, I don't know. He's arguably, you know, one of the great guitarists working today, right? So I saw him at the Republic.
You knew first.
And it was a pretty amazing show. I'm not a big rock show guy, but that was...
Yeah, what are you doing at a rock concert? What's going on?
Gotta expand my mind. There's no hip hop shows Grouch and Murs are coming.
Hip hop's
right?
on a lull right now. What's the name of the group?
The Raconteurs.
The Raconteurs. Okay, because I'm looking at this. It looks like Rocketeer or some shit. Okay, Raconteurs. I got it.
So you are a fan of The Rock then?
It was actually one of the best concerts I've seen this year. It was really good. What was that?
You said, "Are you a fan of The Rock?" Because you're a fan of The Raconteurs.
Oh.
Where's the rim shots? Okay, forget it. Forget it. Okay, so. Okay, you got a busy
speaking of music, I just wanted to ask you really quick. You don't seem like the big holiday guy. Do you like listen to holiday music?
Well,
do you listen to Christmas music? Do you have a go-to Christmas song or Christmas album?
Well, let's just be frank here, okay? Do we really enjoy these songs? Are we really, truly enjoying these songs? I mean, they come out once a year, or if you're watching Hallmark Channel every day. But do you really, truly enjoy these songs?
I enjoy certain Christmas music. Not all, but certain ones.
Okay, convince me here. What Christmas song would be a song that we can be go-to, we can be smiling about and be happy about in our life?
What about Feliz Navidad?
That's the starter you're choosing?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Really?
What's wrong with that?
Iglesias.
Well, my favorite Christmas album is this Stevie Wonder Christmas. You ever listen to that? From the 60s? It's incredible Christmas album.
It's Stevie Wonder, right. You can't go wrong. But what about like chestnuts roasting and all that?
What about Donnie Hathaway this Christmas?
Wow, Donnie Hathaway. Yeah.
That's a great song. Aretha Franklin has a great Christmas album. I think more of the Motown Soul Christmas. I think Jackson 5 have a classic.
That would
Christmas
be automatic,
album.
Right.
I don't know if your wife was buying all the 98 degrees Christmases and
much like every woman between 30 and 35. That's fine. But then what about Neil Sedaka or something, or Neil Diamond?
I don't know. I like Wham, Last Christmas. What about that song?
That's cool. I mean,
I like that one.
I've played that during my DJing times. Yes, it's fine. But then you got to get out of it like one chorus.
As a hip hop guy, you like Christmas and Hollis from Run DMC, or you think that's the most played out Christmas song?
I can't do it. No. I can't do it. The beginning is fine, but then you got a one course out. That's DJ Talk.
I got one.
Taco knows about that course out. But yeah, that's about it. I'm not really a fan of these songs, but
well, speaking of we'll have to poll the crowd, but speaking of polls, we actually did some IG polls today. Christmas surveys.
Yes, where's our director of social media? Is he here? Where's he going?
Jay Nads right next to you.
Is a friend of right here. Shout out Peripheral Vision. All right. So we have a bunch of IG polls. So let's go down the line. What was the first one we had here? Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I thought the first one was would you rather receive a real gift?
Oh, let's backtrack. Okay. Would you rather receive a real gift rather than a gift card was the question, right? So let's put out to the crowd. Do you want a real gift? Or do you want a gift card?
Well, let's say a real gift that you might not use.
A real gift you might not use. Well, that's kind of swaying them a little bit.
I mean, well.
Well, see, you can't say that in a poll. That's a good.
See, the biggest complaint, right, is like they say people say gift cards have no thought. And so they're like, well, at least I'm getting another gift and it has thought.
Right.
So what do you want? A gift with. Well, thought that you don't use or a gift card?
Right.
I want a thought.
Well, let's go. What did the people of the Instagram said? What was the poll?
86% said gift card.
What did the crowd here vote with? Gift card or?
Take the money and run. That's it.
Gift card. All right.
Visa gift card works. Zippy's gift card. Sam's Club. Longs.
Okay, got it. That's fine.
Thought for Christmas.
Did you know that... It's like Starbucks, like 20% of Starbucks profits are gift cards that are bought and not used.
Well, they're making, they're laughing. Huh?
Yeah, like never, millions and millions of dollars.
I've never received one of those, but let's go with question two. Question two is the Die Hard question.
Yes, so is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
The movie Die Hard with Bruce Willis.
Guys,
is this a Christmas movie or not?
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
There we go. I got it. That's right. That's right.
What's the poll? What was the poll?
What we got in the poll here?
74% damn right, says yes, Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I read an article.
Die Hard Christmas shirt, damn it.
It said the writer of the movie confirmed Freeza. It's a Christmas party. Christmas movie, excuse me.
So, Freezer, are you a fan movie. Of the Die Hard movie? All right. So, that's on point. So, we're all in agreement all right. there. Next one is the... Do you actually enjoy participating in Secret Santa with coworkers? Yes. Really, Taco? Wow.
How about the crowd? Does the crowd enjoy Secret Santa with your coworkers?
I was going to say no, right? I mean, no.
We're gonna
Taco,
mix.
That's a swerve by you. I didn't right. realize you was going to be
Jay,
secret.
What were the results? 49% yes, 51 says no.
We'll figure with that, huh?
Wow, that's right on the fence there.
I mean, do you really want to get Secret Santa? You have to go, and you got to go to Walgreens, or you got to go to Daiso. Buy some kind of placemat, magnet.
Salvation Army.
How are you going to really decide? Taco, I don't know how you figure this out, but how do you go and you figure out what you're going to get the Secret Santa person? Budget of $10. Maybe shot. Gift card. That's right. At work. That's fine. Then that's fine. That's good. See, gift cards, it works. That's fine for the Secret Santa thing. I was going to say white elephant. That's something else. Yeah. I don't even know. Okay. What's the next one?
All right. Is being single during Christmas depressing?
Uh-huh.
Yes or no?
No.
Everyone. Hey, all right. All right. Confidence.
We have a resounding no here.
Confidence. That's good. Do you feel happy being single during Christmas, everyone? Is everybody all right? Is everybody happy in general? Is everybody sad?
All right.
Crying? Okay.
Jay, what's the result?
74% said no.
There we go. Confidence.
So
wins.
It's not. 74% says no. It's not depressing.
Thomas Ray's on the confident man, but yes, he's not single. So yes, I was gonna say, do people find Sky? What do you think of this? What do you think of the whole being single during Christmas situation?
Well, me being single at Christmas.
Well, I mean, in general, do we really look at this as something that we hold? I mean, suicide is.
Well,
high
you
Christmas,
haven't been
right?
single
I mean,
in how many years? look at that.
Dating or married?
Shout out marriage.
Depends. It depends where I go around the town. And I'm just saying, it's just do we care? I mean, it's so much stuff going on. It's a busy time. I don't know if it's really a thing. I mean, I agree with the people saying no, I mean,
yeah.
Freeze, what do you think of being depressed in Christmas time?
Thanks for asking me that.
I asked Sky first here.
I think I'll take it 50-50. You can enjoy yourself with somebody and do all kind of fun shit, go see Shaka Santa, but you can also go see Shaka Santa by yourself.
You can.
It just depends on where you at, you know what I'm saying?
If
you're a depressed person, then you're just going to be sad anyway.
Inside yourself.
Inside, yes, that's right. Confidence. All right, got it. What else we got?
All right.
What's the next one?
And then do you actually drink and enjoy eggnog during the holidays? Yes or no?
People, do you drink the eggnog out there? You guys like eggnog?
Okay, we got a lot of yeses.
Hell yes.
All right.
Hell yes, really?
Jay, what was the results? 31% said yes.
So that means 69%.
Finally. The final 69 of 2019 is only fitting for the
I just don't think Hawaii
survey.
I don't think Hawaii is a big eggnog place.
I tell you, okay, real talk with the eggnog. You're gonna get the carton you're gonna get the metal gold carton. You're gonna go pour one for whoever you're drinking this with if you're not single and depressed. And then you're gonna drink and both drink a cup, and then you're done. It's gonna stay in the fridge, and it's gonna turn, and it's gonna be expired, and that's the end of the damn thing. No one's drinking the whole carton, trying to buy another carton. That's all I'm saying. Sky, are you drinking the whole carton of eggnog?
I've never bought a carton of eggnog.
Good answer. I'm just saying. Okay, I'm just saying. Eggnog is not done in large amounts, So maybe we can get an eggnog cocktail. We can. Get the Lord to
Yeah, maybe
to
the
do
Lord
something.
Will make one.
Yeah, that'll make him happy, wouldn't he?
Well,
yeah. But is that what
I think that's it, man. We're gonna move on to this chicken sandwich battle
and our
special guests.
Yes, I tell you what, for the last show we got a fun one. We're gonna have finally the most coveted, most requested female guest ever on this show. on this show.
This is true.
This is true.
This is true.
From the first time we had, we go back all the way to we had Maleka Lincoln on this show.
That's right.
The first feedback we got was not, oh, she's great. When are we going to have Ashley Nagaoka on? So she's going to be coming on later on in the show. Yes, give it up, Ashley Nagaoka. Finally. Finally. And then we're going to have the fate of the world is going to be resting on the chicken sandwich battle. Everyone's going to be pins and needles.
Can't wait.
Waiting to see Earl Kakako, Square Barrels, Smith and Kings. What's going to happen? We got DJ Jimmy Tacos here.
That's right. Woo!
Another guest judge. Ashley Nagaoka is going to be a judge. We're going to pick a special judge from the crowd. A special someone here, don't be shy, is going to be a judge as well. So let's go. Let's take a break and let's get ready for that. Sleep time's over.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
All right, there we are. Welcome back. And a few news and notes being that this is the last show of the year. Last show of the decade, Sky.
Well, technically we're doing a Star Wars podcast.
Yeah, let's not
forget.
Count that one. But technically this is the last live show at Highbrow Room.
Yes, it's our last Highbrow show.
We've got to shout that one out. Shout out the 2010s coming to an end. So that end of the decade doesn't really kind of hit you until, I guess, more recent, going closer to the year. It doesn't really feel like a decade.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it.
But then we also got a shout out to people, friends of the show, Nick Kurosawa, Otoro.
Hey.
Their new album, Vinyl as well, came out. Check this one out. It's actual record. It's not time. That's already automatic disqualification from the head Howley in charge. Once again, Thomas Ray. So then we're going to restart with the Farewell to Pine and Jigger show. That's going to be in January.
Right.
We're going to do the show live at Pine and Jigger
while
they're open. So who knows going to show up on that one.
Yep.
And then in February, the live show from Harry's, because Harry's is closing as well. So both January
HBD
and February.
Doesn't show up.
who doesn't show up there? Well, Dave Newman appeared twice. We'll see what happens. Yes.
Newman.
There we go. Thank you for that.
Got to play the harp every time I mention his name.
And it's only fitting that we end the year out with, once again, the most requested female guest of all time. The men, hopefully they're normal men, have requested her from day one. And it's only fitting we bring her on from Hawaii News Now, Ashley Nagaoka. Where's she at? Biased. So we're blindfolding you for this now. So I don't know what's going to happen, how we're going to do this.
Yourself with that toothpick.
Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows how that's going to be taken care of? But so, yes, you really are. I know you're having a hard time believing this.
Why,
but
though?
Because the men, they just
oh,
really
man.
Want to know you. They want to get
okay.
to know you. They're perverted. I don't know. I'm saying.
Perverted.
I'm telling you.
Great.
I'm telling you from day one.
I'm glad
okay.
I'm here.
Shout out to all the women that have been on before that they didn't seem to care about. Maleka Lincoln. They're saying, let's bring on Ashley Nagaoka. We bring in Lacey Denise has been on the show. No, where's Ashley Nagaoka? We bring on your good friend. Your good friend, Joe Beth DeVera, was on this show.
Yes.
And all these women are gorgeous women.
Uh-huh.
But still, the men.
What do they say, though?
We want Ashley.
But why?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't want to go. I don't want to delve too deeply into why. But they're saying
why?
This. So it's just,
I'm curious. I need to know.
Well, we can shout out some people that there was one man that wanted to be here that he's a big fan of yours. He's a big fan of Smith and Kings.
Okay.
It's Spell One. He's a big fan of yours. He was one that was really a voter for so if you could just say shout out to Spell. He's the artist artist to the stars. Yeah. Yeah, that's not creepy, but yeah.
Actually, I'm glad we could finally get together.
Thank you for finally being here. Yes. And how you been? How's everything going?
Not bad. It's the holidays. Kind of crazy, but...
How is it for you in the field that you're in? Do things slow down where things are always going to be consistently going on, right?
In fact, I'm working Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, New Year's. Yeah, there's no holidays in news, so...
Right, exactly.
It's fine.
I got to tell you, what's going on with all these... what's your take on all... Everybody's getting
it's crazy.
Stabbed here. People get stabbed in the face here.
I feel like we're covering a shooting every day. But honestly, it seems like the public, from what I'm seeing just on social media and just talking to people,
yeah.
they really appreciate HPD cracking down. I mean, it's unfortunate that it's, you know, fatal officer involved shootings, but
right.
I mean,
and what's going on with these old people stabbing each other in the face? What's going on in Makiki?
That was a shooting. I mean, 74-year-old.
We got the shooting.
Yeah.
Who got stabbed in the face? Who is the woman? It happened. Yeah. There was a, right? I mean, it's just bizarre. What's going on?
It's. I mean, there was a full moon recently. I don't know if that has
anything
to do with it.
Are you into that? Are you into the whole full moon?
Not thing? Really, but retrograde people say it. No, I don't even know what that
means. Neither do I.
Like, Mercury's in retrograde.
I don't know. It's all a bunch of hippie shit. But yeah, I don't get it. But speaking of hippies, you're from Kauai. Kauai girl,
yes,
right?
I am.
And they're there. So I gotta say a shout out on the first time we met. We have to say a shout out to our good
Maddie.
Friend Maddie Kua, bartender, picking the lady.
Yes, he's single, ladies, and he's so
right.
cute.
He's not depressed. Yes, yeah. he's a good man.
Yes,
but he was. Did you go to school with him?
I went to high school with him. He's a little younger than me, but
okay,
but he's awesome.
Great guy, and that's mm-hmm. when we first met, because you guys were, you and Joe Beth.
Yes. That was like a year ago.
This was a year ago, yes. And you're on the other side of the bar,
uh-huh.
and I see them, and of course, you know, being, you know, the local guy that I am, I go to Maddie, and I'm like, oh, so, is that Ashland Ogo? And then, is that Joe? Oh, is Joe Beth there? Oh, yeah. Oh. Can meet them or what? So that happened, yes, uh-huh. and then luckily, we got Joe Beth on. Yep. Finally, we got you on. Mm-hmm. You're going to be judging chicken.
I can't wait. I didn't eat dinner, so I'm ready.
Oh, see, that's a
And I
sign.
Know some people out there might be like, we know you and Sam from Smith and Kings are girls, but I am a fair and unbiased journalist.
Yeah.
I report the facts.
That's what you do. That's the job you do.
Yes.
Right. And you'll be blindfolded.
Speaking of, Joel just came in. Oh, hey,
thank goodness. I was wondering. Hey, Samantha Moore is here. We're
like
gonna just
talking about
there you go. She's here.
No, but Earl, I love Earl. Earl's lobster rolls are like better than anything I've had in Boston.
Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, he's fantastic.
I have yet to
and
have the lobster
barrels.
Roll. I tell you what. And yes, despite you know all the shenanigans that you know Thomas Ray does, it's a very good spot.
Oh yeah, so, yes. best burgers in town.
This is gonna be something where all you know all three judges.
I can't wait.
You guys are gonna be blindfolded, possibly handcuffed, maybe just you.
Okay.
And then we're gonna decide how we did. We're gonna decide finally after all of this turmoil who the chicken sandwich winner is.
The smack talk has been amazing.
Isn't it?
I die.
All these
I
ants.
Am rolling I laughing. You, it's so good.
People with small hands. I mean, I don't know. But let's go into a little bit about you from Kauai, but you went to University of Arizona.
I did. Mm-hmm.
And what year did you grad?
06.
Okay, not dating you or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're still young.
Yeah.
And then you went to D.C.
I did.
Right, so then you...
Well, I mean, I graduated and then I moved here and I worked in news here
KGMB,
a little bit.
KGMB, right.
Yes.
Okay.
KGMB, when Hawaii News Now was KGMB and KHNL, two separate entities
right,
at the
right,
time.
Right.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I went to D.C. for 5 years and I worked in Capitol Hill for a little while.
Wow.
And, yeah, moved back home.
So what...
Here
what
I am.
So back on it with... and then shout out, you know. Good friend of the show, Rick Blangiardi.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you know.
Is he really?
He is a good friend. Believe it or not.
Then I mean, I have to watch what he says.
It's
what
hit or
I
miss.
Say.
Well,
that
you know.
That changes everything.
Who knows what he watches?
He was one of the first guests, right?
Who knows?
He was one of your first guests.
He was here.
Was he really?
He was here when we
first
did the show at Square Barrels. See how it all ties in?
Oh, my God.
We did the show at Square Barrels. He was the guest at Square Barrels.
Was he swearing and everything? I bet
he
was.
He was melancholy. He was fine.
Okay.
But he was fine.
All right.
But,
yeah, he's the best boss. Ever.
He's a great man. He's still working sharp as ever.
Yes.
You're in D.C., so I got to ask you, you think Tulsi got a shot at this whole thing?
I mean, she's polling really low.
Yeah.
I
Would it be like the next? Do you think she there's any shot possibility? Because she's trying to get her name out there.
It's very unlikely.
Yeah.
Very unlikely. Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, well. But then...
But you know what? She's made a name for herself, and she's probably... gonna get some gig as like some commentator on Fox News or CNN. So you're gonna see her.
The pay is good.
Yeah,
the pay is well.
It's not the end of Tulsi after this. There's no way. Yeah.
So what would be your title? As we all know that you're on the air. You also are a producer as well.
No producing.
Okay.
Yeah, just strictly reporting. And some fill-in anchoring here and there.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How's Kiahi Tucker doing? Is he still?
He's great.
Is all right?
He's a Kauai boy too.
Gotta just check. How's Joe Beth doing, too?
Joe's good. So I don't see her as much because she's on the High Now show. Yeah. So it's a completely different department than me. Yeah. We used to sit 5 feet away from each other. And now she's in a completely different floor. And
Yeah. You guys party a lot, though. You guys are always out on the town. I mean, I'm sure after, you know, Pahana, you know, you go down. When's the last time you've been to Pig and the Lady? You still go down there?
It's been a while.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ever since Kiaka left. Because Kiaka's yeah, he was my boy. But no, I go to Piggy Smalls a lot.
Okay.
To get my fix there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's your spots of, a lot of stuff has opened up in the past year. What are your go-tos that you
Well,
into?
For brunch, Smith and Kane's, because Samantha puts up with us for hours. No, we're literally there from brunch to lunch to happy hour to dinner. To late happy hour. Like, she just lets us.
She didn't mention that. When
oh, no. We are there all day. Okay. And she doesn't mind. And that's fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mimosas all over the place. Yeah.
All day.
Avoid the Navy seamen. Yeah. From a previous.
When I heard that.
Right.
She never told me that.
Before. Oh, yeah?
No.
Yeah, how stupid was that?
I was furious.
Right? The seamen giving you trouble. What's the matter with these guys?
Yeah. I was furious.
Unbelievable.
She's lucky I wasn't there that day.
Right. Seamen drinking mimosas. Gosh. Okay. Well, before we get to the chicken boar, let's play a little quick game here.
Okay.
We do on the show. It's a fun one that we do with our guests. It's called Five Questions.
Okay. Oh, boy.
And,
you're going to ask
gonna
me questions?
Something out. I'll try, and then we're going to see what happens. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, you want to get 5 out of 5 for this one, for respect. That's something that we all want in life. So first question, we'll start with geography. In your best Kauai pigeon.
Oh, boy. My pigeon.
Explain to myself and to all of us how you get to Hawaii News Now from the highbrow room. You still have that in you. Have you ever spoke pigeon?
Okay, so I look really dumb when I speak pigeon. Like, people don't
believe, we all?
They don't believe I'm from Kauai because I can't do it.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's go. You got it.
Okay, so let me think where I am. Okay. So.
Good start.
Great start already.
Good start.
You know the federal courthouse over there? You're going to take one left, and then you're going to go ever bound on Nimitz, go past downtown to Chinatown area where you go get your papayas and all that. And then...
And all that, Ali.
You're going past the Young Brothers area where Young your Brothers. Uncle go, he went Stevedore over there, yes? And then you make one left.
You're on a roll here. You're almost done. You're like, you're right there.
Then take a right on Waiacumilo. You can see the uncles over there working on the sewer. Yeah, they're not going to let you turn left. But anyway, you're going to make one U-turn over there. And then you're going to go.
You're there.
And you're there.
You said Waiacumilo. Okay. That is correct. That is correct. Yes.
I don't. Yeah. I
pulled
have no
it off there.
Street cred when
well,
it comes to
Well, you came through in the clutch on that one.
Thank you.
Question number two. Let's go from geography to chemistry.
Oh, gosh.
Name the Japanese physicist and pioneer of Japanese physics during the Meiji period.
Why am I supposed to know this?
You're going to know this. You're going to know this.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure.
Chemist.
Name the Japanese physicist.
Oh, physicist.
And pioneer of Japanese physics during the Meiji period.
Why would I know this?
You're going to know this.
Give me a hint.
It's closer to you than you think. Is that a hint, really?
It's like your grandpa or something.
Freeze, do you
Freeze,
know?
Freeze, you that was a good hint, Freeze.
What did... Oh, is it Nagaoka something?
Yes, thank you for people throwing things out in the crowd.
Oh, really?
Yes. It is Nagaoka, yes. It's Professor Nagaoka.
Okay.
We'll give you that one because, you know, with outside lifeline. Okay, 2 for 2. Question number 3, being that it's the Christmas season, in the song The 12 Days of Christmas,
the Hawaiian version?
The American version, good call.
What
is given on the 7th day? See, don't we always just do that? We're just going to whisper the song. Whisper the song.
Something swimming. Swans are swimming. 7 swans are swimming.
You are correct. Wow, in the clutch.
Boom. Nice.
Nice.
What's the Hawaiian version? 7.
I have no idea. Well, like Passion Orange.
6 hula lesson.
Something hula. Big bet guava. Okay, got it. Thanks, Jane Ads. Question number 4, another Christmas question.
Okay.
Tying into your journalism background, what popular holiday song was written during the Cuban Missile Crisis
and was a plea for peace.
What year was that?
This was in the 70s. Early 70s. Do you have a... Do you have something?
Plea for peace.
If somebody in the crowd got this, that's impressive.
Christmas song?
It is a Christmas song.
A very popular Christmas song? Like, I don't know it?
It's not the top. I mean, it's the second tier.
Okay.
The second tier. Okay. If I say it, you're going to be like, shit. And then you're going to get it.
Joy to the World?
Very close.
Can I guess?
Close. You,
is it John Lennon?
Who?
Is it John Lennon?
No? No, is that the song?
Oh.
What? It was nice. Once the again, 60s.
Once again, the head honcho. No.
I was just guessing myself. What is it?
Yes.
What is it?
Okay, do you hear what I hear?
Oh.
There you go. That's right. Thomas will sing that later. And then we're going to have to give you that one a 3 out of 4. But for question number 5, spell Blangiardi.
B-L-A-N-G-I-A-R-D-I.
You got it. That's why you work there. Correct. Yes.
Love you, well boss. Done.
4 out of 5.
If you're watching.
What happened to something in
here? I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Who knows what he's doing right now at like 9 o'clock. But let's get things going here because we got a big thing. All the turmoil will come to an end after all these years of IGing. So, yes, we're going to get ready for the chicken sandwich battle.
Let's do it.
Let's
blindfolds.
Blindfolding, handcuffing. Who knows what's going to happen?
Blindfolding, that's going to... All right.
Fifty Shades of Chicken.
That'll be fine. Yes. Let's take a break here. Sleep time's over. Ashley Nagoka, everybody. Let's go.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Indeed. The brother from Square Barrels, bro, he's hype. Yeah, you. Next time you got to come party in Waianae, Nana Kuli with us.
Yeah.
Recording. That's okay. We take care of him. We'll put the halo over him.
And believe it or not, we are still on. And we're not done yet because we got... Mr. Kamaana Classic himself, he's back. IA,
what's
back
up,
on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Did you know that there's a gazelle behind you? Oh, is that a gazelle?
We tried to figure that out. I don't really know the name.
Is it a marsupial?
The Lord knows this. The marsupial, really?
Is it marsupial? Is that a marsupial? I'm from Nana Kuli. What does marsupial mean?
I wish I could tell you. I don't know. Once again.
A beaver?
I don't know.
We cover all ground with this show. We're as diverse as possible, but yes, friend of the show. Once again, thank you for coming, man.
Oh, no, of course. Thank you. No, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
And you just had a new song, just came out, a new video.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
The new song is called Hard to Beat. It's a dedication to all of Hawaii's past and present champions.
Yeah.
And it's just an anthem because, like Ash was saying earlier, there's so much crazy stuff going on right now. And yes. I feel like in Hawaii, you know, we're in a time where we should be celebrating. It's a time for us to celebrate our successes. You know what I mean? Some stuff we had success with recently in the past. And just enjoy,
right?
You know, being from Hawaii, being local. Right. You know what I mean? So
they got you in Aloha Stadium. How'd you pull that off? You just walk in?
I had to tell my uncle was Aaron Sakai.
That's not going to get you anywhere in there.
DJ Jimmy Taco.
That'll get
trust
you somewhere.
Me,
hey. Yes.
It was not easy getting inside Aloha Stadium.
Of course not. You had to jump through some crazy hoops. You got things, rust galore. I mean, I don't know how you did it, but you stayed in the middle of the field. So
it did help dad. Thank you. It does help that Jesus, the Hawaiian Punch, is your dad. So.
That's right. Yes. That's right. How's dad doing?
Dad is good. I mean, you know. Okay.
Good stuff, man. I'll tell you. So any performances coming up based off the new video?
No, just this one right now is the only one I'm worried about. It's the last performance of 2019. We had a crazy year.
Right, last performance of the 2010s, man.
2010s.
We're in the decade with you.
Yes. You know, we were in Asia this past summer, California, West Coast tour with Leia Love.
Oh, nice.
And, we're going to end it off 2019 and the decades here on Sleep Time's Over.
And this is your first time performing on the show. Now, you've been on the show several occasions, but you've never performed on the show. So this is going to be a treat.
I'm excited.
IA, let's do it.
A little bit different crowd, too, than what I'm used to.
Yes.
Let's do this, though. How's everybody doing tonight? You guys feeling good? DJ Freeze, let's go. Shout out to the Lord Flores. I didn't get to hear my intro. We're going to do it like this. This song is called Hard to Beat. Dedicated to Hawaii. Can we turn it up a little bit? Yeah. If I'm not the best, then I'm hard to beat. Hard work, hardly sleep. I am who I am, I be who I be, and cause of that, ain't nobody changing me. Y'all said, ain't nobody changing me. 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 Ain't nobody checking. Yeah. I ain't gotta say more. My attitude says it best. You don't know where I'm from? I let my lingo do the rest. Yes, you're now rocking with the best. 10 fingers down, man, I'm taking all bets. You, and you to the left. I'ma take it all straight up, no jest. Now it's a light flex, I might next hit him with the right left, you know the kind, right? The type your girl likes, same type everybody in the world likes. Yeah, I'm the product of this lifestyle. Meanwhile, you know we got them eyes now. From the church to the ring now, from the ocean to the screen now. You better sing it loud. If I'm not the best, then I'm hard to beat. Hard work, hardly sleep. I am who I am, I be who I be, and cause of that, ain't nobody changing me. I said, ain't nobody changing me. Second verse right here is my favorite. Yeah, get your hands up, cause this be the anthem. Why you mad? Cause I'm pully and I'm handsome. So, what more can I say? The HI is the reason that I act this way. In that case, I do this for my culture. This be Hawaii when it's not on a postcard. You could dance too, cause the beat go hard. Act hard and catch his hands in the front yard. Yeah, I do it for the team. Everywhere I go, you know that everything's green. Yeah. I get it for my town. When them lights go on, it's about to go down. Better get your phones out, cause you can't slow down. It's all good now, like we out the hood now. You want it? I got it. Dripping like water. Sipping on cava, turn a hater into nada. If I'm not the best, then I'm hard to beat. Hard work, hardly sleep. I am who I am, I be who I be. And cause of that, ain't nobody changing me. I said, ain't nobody changing me. Ain't nobody changing me. Since we got that ring light, check on my shirt. I got it from the swap meet, 5 for $20. But y'all, check us out. My name is IA. Follow me on all your social media platforms at IA808. Big mahalo to Sleep Time's Over, DJ Zach Morris, my man Sky Cameron, the rest of the crew. But for real though, mahalo for creating community, because you know what they say. If you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go farther, go together. Hawaii Hip Hop, IA, from Lanakui to Honolulu. You know how we do. Hard to be out now. Yeah.
IA, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We got to get out of here. Sleep time's over. Let's thank Sky Cameron. KO on the boards.
Yes.
We have to thank the sponsors. We have to thank Sakai and Company with the Christmas cupcake thing. Calamansi. I don't know what it's called. Calamansi. It's Christmas. It's green and red. Let's thank them. Ashley Nagaoka finally coming on here. Yeah. How about it? All right. Good Lord. DJ Jimmy Taco. Where is he at? He's still here. Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to get lit real shortly. Let's thank Earl Kakaako, Smith and Kings for being here. Let's thank the winner. Square Barrels for being here. Thomas Ray. Everybody, yes. Let's get out of here. Yeah. Anything, any shout outs last minute? That's it. DJ Freeze. Yeah. Freeze. Rapper, you said it all. Shout out Nanakuli.
Hey.
Shout out to people not dying in Hawaii. All right. Shout out Jay Naz. We out of here. Sleep time's over.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.